Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a real-life medium? Then this is the podcast for you. In this show, you'll learn how to open your heart to spirit, hear adventures I've experienced as an award-winning psychic medium and teacher. Plus, I'm going to give you some psychic information and insight into what the future holds for our increasingly crazy world. Tune in every Friday and get ready to connect to the other side. I'm Jen, and I'll be your guide starting right now. Surprise, everybody. Oh my gosh, I'm back. Okay, so I've been meaning to come back for a long time, but you know, like you get busy and you're doing things, and I've been traveling. I'm going to be traveling again. I traveled to Florida. Where else did I go? Bahamas. And now I'm going to Florida again. You know me, Sagittarius, loves to travel. That fiery energy just has to always be going somewhere, seeing new sights and meeting new people. And I embrace all of it because I love that about me, that I just fiery energy, that I have to travel. I have two fire signs in my birth chart. I have two fire signs and a water. So that's really good. So that's not why we're here. And this is going to be a really fun, light, funny, just go with it, just be with it kind of podcast episode. And it will be a short one because I have a few minutes before I'm going to do a couple of readings online, which I have retired from. But the other day, Spirit gave me the guidance to post a few openings. And so they filled up. And I'm so grateful that you guys still want readings from me, even though I have officially retired from online readings. I still do in-person readings at the store here for the next little bit. And I'm really happy that you guys were called to get a reading from me because it has been a while. And I have sort of transitioned from doing readings to private mentorship. So I'm going to do an actual episode on private mentorship, spiritual mentorship, because that's where my focus is now. And I would love to help you develop your gifts. That is something that you are being drawn to with your soul pulls. Okay, so today you're going to be like, really, Jen? But if you say that, if that's your thought right now, that means that that's where your belief is. So I want to help you know what your beliefs are. What are your beliefs? So this is a really good place to start, because the lottery would be a belief. So to win the lottery, there would need to be some kind of, well, unless crap luck, but you would need to have a belief that you could win it. And as we know, not many people believe that they could win the lottery. They hope to win the lottery. They want to win the lottery, but they never believe that they could win the lottery or receive a large amount of money that would allow you the freedom to do the things that you are wanting to do in your life that you feel limited in, because obviously you don't have to win the lottery. But this is a fun little thing that we did in my psychic intensive class, which is actually finishing up this week. It's their last class. And I thought it would be fun to test out their beliefs. And you can play along with me right now too while you're listening to this episode. Now, I don't want to get into the whole argument about ego and soul. Ego, winning the lottery is your ego, Jen. Like, okay. Ego is not a bad thing. We have this misconception that the ego is this bad thing. But the ego's job is to keep us safe. That's one of its jobs. And it pertains to there's a subconscious aspect to this as well. Okay, so manifesting, all this good stuff. So just because we live on earth, money is the means to the freedom, and we know as a soul that we are here to be completely free. And we spend a lot of our time trying to remember how to get that feeling back, and money is the way to do that. Okay, so it was just a fun little game that we played. So what I did was, and this is how you could attempt and try it out and see if it works. Because you know I've won money with the lottery before using hypnosis, that money, wealth, DNA meditation that I posted a while ago. So go back and listen to that episode. It's also a short one, so it's easy listening. You can listen to me in the car. You can listen to me on Apple. You can listen to me on Spotify. I don't know where else I am. I think I'm on these weird websites too, where like people make weird comments that I don't see. But it's fine. And just try it out. What have you have to lose? You have nothing to lose. So since I started this whole manifestation process of working on my money stories, I won $1,000 in the lottery. And for the past few months, I've won almost every week, 2 or 3 free plays or $20. Okay, so I haven't gone back to the $1,000, but that shows me where my current belief is being held within my subconscious, within my body, that I haven't been able to crack yet. So if I ever win like 10,000, excuse my throat clearing, or a bigger number, you will know that my belief, or I will know rather more importantly, that my belief has changed around this belief that I could have these amounts of money so that I can have freedom to go and do what I want, do more traveling, go to Florida some more, go to Florida some more. And here is what I taught them. Okay. So now the first thing you need to know, this is a psychic ability. This is a psychic skill that you would need to work on. So you don't need to be psychic, but what we're doing is a psychic activity. Okay. It is very helpful. Step one, it is very helpful for you to get in a meditative state. It is even more helpful if you can do a little breath work meditation before. You can do it like this, and it's going to sound weird, but you can do two breaths in through your nose, hold it at the top for a second, and then slowly let it out. Do that about 3 or 4 times and close your eyes, and then hold it at the top at the end and notice how your brain feels a little fuzzy or you feel more present in your body. Okay. So if you do that, you do two breaths like this. Do that about 5 to 10 times. Let's do. This technique allows you to get out of your head, which is in your head where you believe that you couldn't win the lottery or that you couldn't actually see clairvoyantly the numbers or hear the numbers in your head or know the numbers or feel the numbers. Okay. Those are the clairs, your psychic senses. And so what you want to do is you want to get out of your head as much as possible, but still being in your body to receive a visualization, to receive an impression, or to receive, we're going to use our imagination. This is all in your imagination. That's why students are like, I think I'm making this up. So use your imagination. So what we did, and it was interesting, the results too with the classes, because at the end we went over all of their numbers that they received in this activity, and a lot of them were the same. So we circled all the ones that were same, and then I told them to play the lottery. I don't think they won, but just see a collective, we've got same numbers. In all the students got the same numbers. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to do step one is get in a meditative state. You have to alter your state of consciousness in order to receive these numbers. You can't be like doing the laundry and hanging up your clothes and all that good stuff to receive lottery numbers. It is very important when you're doing psychic work of any kind is that you are in a state of consciousness that allows you to be out of your brain. Now it's complicated. Because the things that you see are in your brain and in your imagination. That's where things get a little bit tricky, but there's also an element of trust here. Okay, so what you're going to do that little breath work, two in, do that about 10 times, close your eyes, feel the fuzziness in your brain, and then you're going to ask in your mind, you're going to ask in your head, so becoming aware of your thought in your head, you're going to ask your mind, can you please reveal to me a few of the lottery numbers that I could play? Just say that. Can you please reveal to me some of the lottery numbers? Okay, then what you're going to do is go back in your imagination and you're going to remember when you were a kid, did you ever stay up late? And then they would have like the lottery numbers come down in that bingo kind of machine where they would shoot down and then 11 o'clock news, you know, here's the lottery numbers, number 5. And the little ball with the 5 on it all around it would come down the pipe. And then on the screen, they would show the numbers and they would go over the numbers of 5 or 6. Okay. So you're going to imagine this lottery machine from like the 70s and 80s. If you go on YouTube, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google like lottery draw on the news machine and then watch a video so you know what I'm talking about. But this is the technique that we used. And so you just close your eyes and you visualize and you remember you're out of your head. You're not in your mind. You're not thinking about it. You're actually psychically tuning in to the frequency of these numbers that is to come. Okay. Now you also have to say, can I please reveal to me the numbers for say, what's today? Wednesday. So tomorrow's a daily grand. So you would ask for the numbers for tomorrow for the daily grand drive, grand prize numbers. Okay. This, now I know what you're thinking. Notice your thought. Notice your belief. Jen, you are a wackadoodle. There's no way I'm going to get these lottery numbers. So you have to just accept that belief and then you have to just do it anyway. Because I have won the lottery a few times by doing this. Okay. So you're going to visualize, can you please reveal to me? And the reason I say reveal is because you might not be clairvoyant. So you might not see the numbers. You're like, I don't get any numbers, but you might have a feeling about a number. Like I feel like I'm seeing a number 17, which is what I see. So I write this down, 5 and 17. That's what I'm getting right now as I'm talking to you, because I'm in a space called La La Land, where it's what I do all my podcasts, where I teach, where I do readings, where I do mentorship, which is where spirit resides. Okay. And so 5 and 17, write that down. Oh, If you get those numbers right, you got to let me know, okay? You better message me, DM me on Instagram, elevate.hersoul on Instagram, and go DM me if you get those two numbers right, because you can actually win $20 or you can win free play. And this is how you know that your belief is changing, is when you start to see different results than what you're currently used to that are different than your current subconscious belief, okay? 5 and 17, I'm telling you. Yeah, 5 and 17 for sure. Okay. And then you're going to close your eyes and you're going to visualize that machine I was talking about, like the bingo lottery machine. And it comes down and you see all the numbers plopping down. There's a 5, there's a 17. I can't see the other numbers right now. So you might not be able to see all of them. And there's usually 6, depending on which kind of lottery you're going to try this at. And then you're going to write down all the numbers that you get. And if you get 2, then just guess the other ones. Doesn't matter. What I do is I play my kids' birthdays. Consistency also, so I play my kids' birthday. Sometimes I add my birthday. Sometimes I add Chad's birthday in there for the numbers. And do what you feel intuitively called to do. But this is a really cool technique to if you can do this process and you can get some of the lottery numbers based on your belief. Okay? So again, the most I've ever won is $1,000. So that's my ceiling. That's my glass ceiling where my belief stops, is that I can win $1,000 on the lottery. But my goal is to win more than that because I would like to have freedom and take my family on a trip. And obviously it doesn't have to come in lottery form. The money that you are kind of wanting, that you feel would have the most benefits for freedom for you in your life, could come in a multitude of ways. It doesn't have to come in the lottery, okay? This is just a game, a fun game, just a fun game to test out your psychic abilities. And it actually works if you get really good at it in your getting out of your mind, do a little breath work, do a meditation, write down the numbers, and then go. And if you go on the OLG app, this is where I play, OLG, I'm not a gambler. Okay. It sounds like I'm telling you to gamble, but do whatever you want or don't do it if you don't want to. I go in the lottery and I go in little circles and I click the numbers and then it's like $3. So $3, you have nothing to lose. I'm sure you have $3. And go play it and just see what happens and have fun with it. And let me know the results. Let me know if you got a couple numbers right. Let me know if you got a winner. So here's also a funny thing, is that before I go to bed and the draw is going to be that night, in my head, I will hear winner, chicken dinner. And the way that I hear winner, chicken dinner in my head is how much I'm going to win. So if I just hear in my head, winner, chicken dinner, that means I'm going to win a free ticket. And then in the morning, I get an email and it says, you are a winner. And I go in there and there's $20 or a free prize. If I hear winner, chicken dinner in my head, that usually means I'm going to win some cash. Okay. So I know it sounds ridiculous. But just trust me. That's my guide. That's me. That's my higher self, my future self, letting me know that I'm on the right track and having fun by doing this. What if you have to lose? $3. And then if you win a free play, then you get your money back, or you win $3, or you win $20, you get your money back. All right, so have fun with this. It's a really, really fun activity. See if you can get the lottery numbers. That's right, I said that. See if you can get the lottery numbers. That's why I said to my students, I'm like, okay, if we can see other information, if we can receive other psychic information that is accurate, down to very specific details in someone's life, like your license plate or the number of your house or how old you are, something to do with numbers, then there's logically no reason why we could not access these numbers as well. So numbers are a vibration. Numbers are a frequency. If you ever do one of those Hertz meditations, you see, I want to do 5, 8, 5, 8, 9 meditation or Hertz. And then you pick one that you feel like is a number for you, right? Numbers have a frequency and a vibration. You see 1111 everywhere. I wrote a book about it. Go buy my book, Unearth Your Intuition. It tells you what all those numbers mean, because numbers have a frequency and spirit communicates through numbers. Okay. So tap into the frequency of these lottery numbers and let me know that you won. And go follow me, elevate.hersoul on Instagram. That's where I do most of my posting. The other posting that I mostly do is in my Facebook group, Elevate Her Soul by Jen Abra. So if you want to come and join us over there, I do a lot of content over there as well. That might be a little bit different than Instagram. And I'm happy that you guys are here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Singing Medium Podcast. And I will have more future episodes for you coming soon. I also have one more thing before I go. Speaking of numbers, 1-to-1 private mentorship available for June. And that is something that will change your life. It will focus on your goals. It will get you to where you want to be. If you want to have a spiritual business, I will help get you there. Along with you doing the work, I can help you with your gifts, develop them, make them stronger. I know you're a medium. I know you're a psychic. Reach out to me, info@elevate.com. soul.com. And I will see you guys next time on the other side. Get it? Okay, bye.